Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
My next guest tonight is an Academy and Grammy Award-winning artist you know from his 7 years as the band leader of this show. In August, he released his latest album, World Music Radio. He is nominated for 6 Grammy Awards. Please welcome back to The Late Show our dear friend, Mr. Jon Batiste. It is really lovely to have you back at the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is wow.
Yeah.
Now, you and I talk, and we see each other. Actually, you were there the day after my appendix came out.
But I was so... Woo.
You were at a house for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But to be back in this theater, how's that feel? After 7 years over there.
Ooh, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
It has been a journey. Thank God for Stephen Colbert.
Wow. Thank God for Jon Batiste. Sincerely.
Thank God for Stephen Colbert.
Oh, we've known each other since 2014.
Yes.
But this is the first time I've had you back on the show since you left over a year ago.
Yes.
Tell the people out there about what's been going on with you over the past year and change.
Yeah, so much has happened. There's a lot of the highlights people have seen, but behind closed doors, you know, life has been a journey as well. My wife and I have gone through some tough times, and we're on the other side of it.
Here's
now.
Your beautiful wife, Zuleika, right there.
That's right.
Together.
Yes, yes.
Well, the highs and the lows
are
captured in a beautiful documentary called American Symphony, which is on Netflix right now.
That's right.
And how does it feel after being, you and Zuleika's life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it started off as about your journey to create the American Symphony,
that's right.
your orchestral composition, and then it became your life with Zuleika and her journey as well.
Yes.
What's it like to share that with the world, that personal level, both creatively and emotionally?
Man, I didn't know that the whole world was gonna watch this.
What'd you think?
Well,
it was a home movie?
That's what I thought, literally. When we started filming it, there was no Netflix, it was just my friend Matt, who's the director, and our family. And I had this idea in my head, let's make a boring process film about a guy from New Orleans who's reinventing a symphony. Big audience for that. So
sure,
I decided
I just
wanted to do that. I feel very passionate about this.
Well, it's not just a guy. People already like you. I mean, people already know you. There's already an affection for you. You're the window. You're the door through which they're seeing this happen.
I'm the same guy from Kendall, Louisiana. Nothing's changed. I just love making music. I like to create, and that's what I wanted to document.
Well, I love the music that you make. I mean, I was there at Carnegie Hall for the premiere of American Symphony, which is an incredible night.
Yes.
Now, tell people a little bit about the process of this symphony coming into being, because it was supposed to happen long before that.
Yeah.
And what happened?
It was set to go on Carnegie Hall's schedule, and then the world shut down. COVID delayed a year. Then the second time we had to do it, it was about to happen, I got COVID. Then after that, we got to the point where we're gonna premiere it. And this amazing thing, this thing that took so many years to build, so much, it's just like I'm reinventing this idea of a symphony. You got musicians who play archaic instruments playing with modular synthesizer players. You got jazz musicians, classical musicians, marching band musicians, musicians from all different parts of the world playing their traditional instruments embedded in the orchestra.
All your influences and American influences synthesized into a single moment.
Yes, and I had to hand select everybody in the orchestra to get this thing. You got almost 200 people on the stage.
Include our friend Joe Saylor over
Joe
there.
Joe Sailor. And Nega Santos. And India Owens.
And India too.
Yes, yes. And that's the best band on television.
That's it.
Still.
Yes. So it gets to the point we're doing the symphony, and, you know, if you watch the film, you'll see. The first movement happens, and the power goes out.
Okay, let me stop you there. Did y'all know what was going on? Because I was in the audience, and we didn't know anything was wrong at first.
Nobody knew.
Because you rolled with it and started improvising.
Well, it was also like the power going out in the worst way possible, because it was just on stage, and the lights stayed on. So everybody in the audience is like, oh, what's gonna happen next in the show? Meanwhile...
Wow, it's gotten very quiet suddenly.
Yes, all the
mics... What an interesting interlude we're having here.
Right, what's going on?
Well, John sure is running around a lot.
Yeah, yeah. What's he saying to the drums? What's the percussion section is now playing. I can't hear them as well. The mics aren't on. So actually, that's actually what happened. Joe, do you remember the feeling?
My heart sank. But then I knew that you were going to do what you do best, and you saved it.
You started to improvise.
I just went right to it.
Went right to the piano.
Yeah, yes. It was very special because every time we play, now I have to do this section of spontaneous composition that happened.
So you folded it into the composition, that moment of discovery.
It's in the piece now. It was meant to happen.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Yes.
Well, discovery is greater than invention.
There you go.
Well, we can't go without talking about this. You have a new album, World Music Radio, up for 6 Grammy Awards, including Album of the Year and Song of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to play a song for us in just a moment.
That's right.
Called Butterfly from your new album. How did Butterfly come about?
Well, you know, Butterfly was something that I didn't intend to release initially. It started out as a set of lullabies I wrote for Suleika when she was going through treatment for leukemia. When she was in the hospital, she would have all these people coming in and out of the room. You hear beeps and things. All the incredible superhero staff at Sloan Kettering. But the cadences disturbed rest. The greatest people on earth. Yeah. Saving lives every day. So to do my part, I wanted to be her caregiver, but also to create a frequency of rest in the room. Mm-hmm. So I started to compose these lullabies, and I would leave them on loop as she would paint. Mm-hmm. She would paint from her hospital bed, and these lullabies would fill the air. And this theme from one of those lullabies that I composed in the room turned into Butterfly, the song that I'm gonna play today. So it became a song that was about her, but also something that it can be a friend to many.
Well, John, I'm so glad you're here. It's so great to see you, have you in the chair. We tried to do this 4 times. People out there don't know. You were supposed to come last spring, and the strike happened.
Yes.
You were supposed to come early in the fall, and I got COVID. You were supposed to come a couple days before Thanksgiving, and my appendix burst. 4 times a charm.
4 times.
So glad you're here. We'll be right back with a performance by John Batiste, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
All benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.